The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet one of them falls to the ground, not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Is it just me? Does it seem a little apocalyptic right now? You can check the news. You check any news, the world news, the national news. Go to the store and try to recognize somebody from the eyes up only. Or look out a window to the north. Today's scriptures are exactly right for the signs of this time. Jeremiah is complaining to God every time he speaks the Lord's truth to the authorities. They shun him. The king reads Jeremiah's scroll and chops it into pieces and tosses the pieces into a fire. And even his friends are thinking about killing him. Things do not look good for Jerry. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells the 12, and by extension tells us, fear no one. And this is in the context of Jesus explaining to the 12 that their task of carrying his message forward is going to get them in a lot of trouble. That message, do not be afraid, is, in my simplified mind, one of the top three commands that run through all of Scripture. One, love with heart and hands. Two, proclaim God's love to others. And three, do it fearlessly. Do not be afraid. Jesus tells them, "I'll speak to your innermost self. Trust that and pass it on. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops." Where is the figurative rooftop onto which you are meant to climb and proclaim? Give it some thought. Our task as Christians is not finished for the week when we walk out of this Mass. It is just beginning. Jesus tells the 12 to remember who they're working for. They're doing the will of a God who misses nothing and who never breaks a promise. Ever. Love, proclaim, be fearless in that mission. Looking at the way we treat one another, especially on an institutional level or a systems level in our society, one could easily make the case that we have not fully taken those three commands into our hearts, much less into our actions. At the root of that failure, I think, is one thing. It's really scary to do that. There's an old vignette that many of you have probably heard. Bear with me. I'll get through it as fast as I can. It's about a man climbing a mountain. He's very slowly, very carefully making his way up a sheer rock face near the top of the mountain. And just as he's almost at the top, he loses his grip and begins to plummet to certain death. And his arms are flailing wildly around him. He just happens to catch the branch of a little tree that's growing out of a fissure in the rock space, in the rock face. And while he's hanging there with the wind smashing him back and forth onto the rock face, he screams up to heaven, "Dear God in heaven, help me, please." And a deep voice comes out of the clouds that says to him, "Okay, let go of the branch." He screams in disbelief, "What do you mean?" The voice simply repeats, "Let go of the branch." And then, in a very timid voice, the man says, "Is there anyone else up there?" It's the sort of thing that I do way too often. How about you? We are flawed beings. We want two things that don't go together. I'll use the I. You can put yourself in if you feel like it. I want to know that I am the eternally living, beloved child of God and a messenger of God's kingdom. But I also want to be comfortable all the time. I want to possess lots of cool things. I just got a new pressure washer, and no, you can't borrow it. We want what we want when we want it, and all at a price that is comfortable. Have you ever noticed that when a person says, "Well, it goes without saying," that they immediately say exactly what they said didn't need to be said? Have you ever noticed that when someone is about to do something that deep down they know is wrong, they'll try to justify it by saying something like, "Well, I'm just afraid that if I don't," finish it for yourself. Love, in word and deed, proclaim God's love, and remember whose mission we share. Don't be afraid. Paul makes it absolutely plain today. Human sinfulness, weakness, is the real pandemic. It has, with two notable exceptions, a 100% infection rate. Yet one man, Jesus the Christ, the divine human, the human divinity, offers everyone total restoration. 100% infection rate, but the death rate is up to us. It's there. Redemption is there. Just reach out for it and don't be afraid.